You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. The right friend gives the right counsel is the title of this devotion. And, you know, to have friends in life is a real gift of God, I believe, personally. And to get the right kind of counsel, wow. To have somebody that you have a relationship with, a friendship with, who can say things that really help you make good choices in life, that is valuable. A lot of people don't feel they have any friends. And I believe that God can take care of that. I want to take you to begin with to Psalm 25. And I want to show you today this, I would believe, one of the most important devotions that I'm doing. I've been preparing this devotion in my prayer time for a long, long time. So I'm really looking forward to share this. And it may just be a slightly longer devotion than others. David says here in Psalm 25, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, my living being. O God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed, but let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in the truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to your mercy. Remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he teaches in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him he shall teach in the way that he chooses." Again, "Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Trouble of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of the distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they who hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all her troubles." That's this psalm. Oh my, what a phenomenal psalm. But the point I'm making in reading this is that you see the kind of heart, when God calls David a man after his own heart, that he was developing in him. You could see, and there's so much here that we could focus on in this, but you could see him, "Teach me, counsel me, instruct me. Lord, I want to live in that intimate relationship with you where I live in your instructions, where I live in your counsel, where I understand how valuable my relationship is with you. Teach me, Lord, help me." Now go with me to Psalm 101, right? So you could see, very important what I'm sharing with you, the kind of heart that God was able to work in him because of what David sought. He sought the Lord's guidance, instructions, counsel. He sought the friendship with God. And then look at this incredible Psalm 101. It's also Psalm of David, where he says, "I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. I will sing of mercy and justice. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my own house with a perfect heart." Or the Living Bible says, "Oh Lord, how I long to walk a blameless path, especially in my own home where I need your help. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. It shall not pull on me to follow them who fall away from the Lord. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Oh, I so pray that you take these verses to heart and pray them and pray them. Whoever secretively slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes are on the faithful in the land. They shall dwell with me. Who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell in my home. Okay. You could see the passion of David here in Psalm 25, Psalm 101 here. You could see. And you see here in Psalm 101 how he says, I will have nothing to do with people who are perverse in their ways. I will have nothing to do with people who fall away from the Lord and don't want to honor him. I do not follow them. They are not my best friends. That is not where I go. They could come with me, but I can't go with them, you know. And you could see the passion in David and in Psalm 25. Okay, and I say this to you to prepare the way for what I'm going to read you here in a moment. First, I want to read you the last verse. Well, not the last one, verse 32 of Proverbs 3. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. David was upright because he sought it day and night in himself. It wasn't that he wasn't a man like you and me who had his shortcomings, failings, and weaknesses, but he sought not to follow his shortcomings, failings, and weaknesses and did not use them to make excuses for himself. Oh, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand how hard it is for me. You don't know what all, all that self-pity stuff is deception and darkness. And if you yield to it, you will always make apologies for your failures and never learn the right way. And I know we can all do it, but you have to abandon that way of thinking and follow David in Psalm 25, who said, Lord, I want a true heart. Lord, I want your heart. Lord, I want your ways. Lord, I don't want to follow my ways, your ways, you see. And then he says here, I don't want to go along with those who will not walk within their own home with integrity and uprightness before God, right? Okay. I say all of this to prepare the way for 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, please. Went the wrong direction. Here it is. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Okay. This is what I've been for a long time looking forward to share with you. The right friend, the title of this, gives the right counsel. Okay? After this, 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1. After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin, and it was improper for Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. Now Jonadab was a very crafty man. And he said to him, Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day by day? Will you not tell me? And Amnon said to him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. So Jonadab said to him, lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, please, let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight that I may see it and eat it from her hand. And so forth. So Amnon had a friend called Jonadab. Wrong friend to have. And I find this unbearably grievous. that some friends are not your friend. They are not your friend because they can give you the wrong kind of advice. I've got here my Living Bible, and I find these scriptures in it years ago, many years ago, and they've always helped me. It says here, a good man asks advice from friends. The wicked plunge ahead and fall. In other words, people that don't have a good heart don't ever want anybody else's advice. But folks, you better know that you've got the right friend if you're going to ask him for advice. Look what it says in chapter 27. Verse 6 is the first one I read of chapter 22. The wounds from a friend are better than the kisses of an enemy. In other words, if you have the right kind of friend and you say, hey, you know, I'm thinking of this. What do you think? The right kind of friends, and in a gracious way and in a wise way, but would say to you, no, that's not the will of God. I mean, I still find it painful. Some people, they don't, but I do. When I know I'm dealing with somebody who really wants something and they're hurting that they don't have it, but what they want is wrong, to then help them in that, I still find it hard, but I do it. Because I know I have to before God, but my goodness, I find it hard to see their pain, but I do it and say, no, this is not right. This is not right. No, what you want to do is not right. And I could give you so many examples, but I'll pass on that right now. There's not the time. So it's better to have the wounds of a good friend than the kisses of an enemy. A wound, in other words, a friend who will tell you, no, don't do it. Verse 10. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. Then you won't need to go to a distant relative to help you in your time of need. You see, there are friends that are worth having and there are those that are not. Verse 17. A friendly discussion is as stimulating as the sparks that fly when iron strikes iron. Verse 19. Very important. The one I really wanted to read to you. A mirror reflects a man's face, but what he is really like is shown by the kind of friend he chooses. You will know a man by the kind of friends he chooses. That's Proverbs 27, verse 19. It is so important that we have the right kind of friend. The right kind of friend gives the right advice, is the title of this devotion. Amnon did not have the right friend. And my goodness, what hell unleashed through that Jonadab's advice. And that Jonadab was a wicked, wicked man, in my opinion. Utterly wicked. What Amnon wanted was not clean. No, he didn't want Tamar for what was good for Tamar. He wanted Tamar just to satisfy his lust for sex. He had but one thing that he was completely in lust with her. Not in love with her. In lust with her. He couldn't get his eyes off of her. He would look at her body and he would go crazy inside that he couldn't have her because he knew the culture in which he lived said no to such ways. And I wish we would have more of that kind of culture today, that people get a conscious, no, I shouldn't just sleep with anybody I want to. I need to be married before I do such thing. My goodness, folks, this is really not helpful to our society today, that people think they could just leave their husband or their wife and go with anybody they want to, or just go with anybody they want to when they're not married to them. And I know that touches some tender points in people who think that you got to just do what pleases self. No, you got to do what pleases God. And what Amnon wanted was sinful. And Jonadab should have said to Amnon, Amnon, what you are wanting here, you know, is not right. You know you only want Tamar to have sex with her. You don't really know her. You don't really appreciate her. Oh, you, and he could have tried to hide his true deceitfulness of sin, because sin is always deceitful. But Jonadab should have stood up to Amnon, but he was himself a wicked man, and he schemed how for Amnon to get what he wanted. And folks, that is not the kind of friend you ever want to have in your life. Somebody who brings wicked schemes to pass for you to satisfy your sinful desires. That is the worst kind of friend you can ever have. Because Amnon acted sick. David came to see him. He says, son, you're looking skinny. What's wrong? Oh, Dad, I just feel so depressed. And yeah, I feel so hopeless in life. But, you know, maybe you could ask Tamar and she could come and make me some food. And I think it will cheer me up, Dad. Okay, son, whatever I could do to help you. And David writes Psalm 101. To say, I don't ever want the Jonadabs around me because of the hell that they've caused my family. Because when Tamar went to the house there, if you read the whole story here in 2 Samuel 13, Amnon sent everybody else away and he raped her. And after he had her, oh my goodness, I find this so disgusting. It says he hated her and he put her out of the house. And he caused so much offense in the heart of Absalom that 2 years later, Absalom had him killed. He had him killed. And all the hardships that David went through in his own family was because there was a Jonadab who was his brother's son who didn't have the right kind of heart, who didn't seek the right kind of heart. And folks, let me say this to you and me. To myself too. Unless we can daily seek the right kind of heart, we could all become Jonadabs without realizing it. We could all become like a Jonadab. We can all just, oh, you want this? Oh, well, I have some ideas how you can have this. We can all be seeking to please man instead of God. And it's so important today that we seek the kind of heart that we see there in David, who daily pursued to have the Father instruct him and not to serve his own sinful desires, but to crucify them and lay them aside and to embrace the meekness of God's counsel in his heart so that he could give it to others. And I pray, let the Lord protect you from the Jonadabs of today, people that act like they love the Lord, but they don't know his counsel. And they will only just kind of try to help you to get what you want, when if it's not the will of the Lord, it won't make you happy in the end. We so desperately need God to help protect us from the Jonadabs. There's so many people who will give advice that really doesn't come from the heart of God. Why? Because they don't have his heart. They don't seek it on a day-to-day basis. They don't know his heart. So they can't give you his heart. And they may not mean to be deceitful like Jonadab, but they are, because they don't guide you in the way of the Lord. And anything that's not the way of the Lord is not the way for you and me. Amen? Let's become the kind of friends to others that can speak the heart of God, because that's what we seek daily, and can speak the will of God and cause wholeness and healing to come to families. If you just go by what you see and hear, then you will not give the right advice. But if you daily seek the Lord, he will guide your heart how to speak the words in season to those who are weary. Amen. Have a good day.